of to live in the wilderness, which is their culture. I said that was the only way, is to take the children with you wherever you go. And by doing so, they always see and experience what you are doing, what you are teaching them. And therefore, they don't need to read anything. You don't even have to speak to them. They will just see it right away. They expect it every day. And then it's imprinted in their mind. And anything what you do, they would ask you, why do you do this? And sometimes, if there is time, the mother will explain a little bit. Time as much as they can understand. A little at a time, each day, and with practice, makes a good teaching system. So anyway, when the European decides to change their ways of living and they try to erase the culture in which they are, the federal government, by the ministry, the Department of Indian Affairs, the first minister, I guess, could have been Duncan C. Scott. Duncan Campbell C. Scott, I think his name. His title was Superintendent of Indian Affairs. That's just like saying to the Minister of Indian Affairs. He has the total power, they say, to decide what shall we dealt with the native people. The native people were a problem at that time, to his opinion. So they had to be erased somehow. So he had three things that he thought was better. I will explain those after. For the time being, what happened then when the resident school were were placed amongst the people in strategical places across Canada. I mean to say, one tribe, one resident school right across Canada. So these people, actually, we have seen the story how they impose these rules, that Indian Affairs is more like a butterfly catcher. He has to go and scoop up the children from the community and put them into resident school. In the same time, he's an agent, he's helping. That's what he believes he's doing. And that's what the minister, also superintendent of Indian Affairs, thought he was. He thought he was doing the right thing for the benefit of the European, not for the benefit of the First Nation. So anyway, these are the things that happened. That's why the culture has to be explained, because it has to be erased. It has been condemned. And no one, no Canadian, is having the truth. No Canadian today that is living understand these things and at the time when it was happening. All the European who came in, they see that there are natives out there that can kill you. That's what the government imposes their mind. And it has worked. It works up to the last 20 years ago. Right up to 1970, it was still that idea was there existing amongst the general public. It is only the last 20 years that the general public begin to understand and have more information about these things. So my idea is, because I am aware of this, my idea is to dig back as far as I can reach from my elders and those people who have a gift of hearing stories and understanding them. And that's what I did. And now, I want to continue on about resident school effects. It is really destroyed partially, mostly. I think by the time the resident school system came to cease to exist, I think it does already eliminate our culture to three quarter of its originality. The remain 25%. The only thing that actually stays there now is the mind of those people who carry out the traditional stories. The rest of it, it's not even genetically. I have explained that already. Most people in the Hudson Bay Company, one can find how many families, the large families, begin to look like a European. They have fair skin, they have blue eyes and hazel eyes, you name it. Even now we have redheads. We have everything, except not too many blondes. But we do have that. Genetically, transferring and mixing is what the last item that Superintendent of Indian Affairs, Duncan C. Scott, suggests should be done. He has suggested that we should blend with the native people with our race and eliminate the Indian problem altogether. That was a long term effect, he says. It should be over after fourth generation. Whenever he says that, whatever year he says that, it has, the fourth generation has passed. And it only accomplished 3/4% of the whole thing. But we still have 1/4 of the percentage of the population that still remain pure, genetically original people.